This is the Texas Standard.
Young people get arrested for two reasons. They do not know what the law is, and they do not stop to think about the consequences of their actions. That bit of wisdom straight from the back cover of a book called What Every Teen Should Know About Texas Law. This is a book originally written in the early 90s by an attorney named L. Jean Wallace. She has since passed away. But now the Practical Guide to Law for Young People has been updated and republished by Municipal Judge Christopher F. Seipert. He presides over a courtroom in Gainesville, Texas, just south of the Oklahoma border, and he joins us now. Judge Seipert, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you very much, David.
Tell us a little bit about this book, because it was published once upon a time, and I think some people may recognize it. What was it that got you interested in doing an update?
You know, Ms. Wallace, she wrote a great book. You know, she had a lot of experience with young people through being an attorney for students at Texas Tech University. When I was first elected judge in 2001, I came across her book, and I thought it would help me with young people that I dealt with in my own court. I had started going through the book and editing it before I'd even heard about Senate Bill 30 coming into place.
You're going to have to remind us of Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30 was a bill introduced by Senator Whitmire out of Houston that he had determined that he wanted every student in the state of Texas, ninth graders, to have to take a course or be explained the processes of dealing with a police officer or when they're being dealt with by a police officer on the side of the road or any interactions.
The idea was to avoid more of these confrontations that wind up in shootings and the like, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, it's funny because I think some people who would see the title, What Every Teen Should Know About Texas Law, might think this is a sort of a teenage guide on how to get away with murder.
You know, it sort of is. A lot of young people don't have the structure in their homes. They don't have parents that have experienced a lot of things that young people are experiencing now, you know, through technology and sexting and cyberbullying. And young people are just, you know, they just need somebody that can kind of point them. And I tell them my job is to kick them and point them and prod them in the right direction. You know, young people, everybody, I won't just say young people, but anytime a person gets pulled over by a police officer, I mean, their blood pressure goes up, their heart starts racing, and it's kind of a frightening thing. And especially with what we're seeing on the news or hearing or reading in the newspaper, it can turn bad. You know, and there are certain processes and certain things that a police officer must do in that interaction. And my thinking is, if young people know what the process is, they know what to expect, they know what is expected of them, then we have less hurt or killed young people.
I'm sort of curious. You think about like when this book was first published, and you think about, for instance, changing attitudes on marijuana. Were you thinking about how these things are? I mean, it's so dynamic right now. How did that come into play as you were putting together this book?
You know, I don't get to cover a lot about marijuana in this revision, simply because the laws haven't changed a lot. Now, mindset has changed a lot, and I get to see a lot of young people at the jail every morning when I go to the jail that carry weed in their pocket. And I think our young people need to realize that even if they go to a state where marijuana is legal, it will not be legal for them simply due to their age. And they also need to understand that when they buy it at another state, if it is legal for them, that they can't carry it back into this state right now. Now, that may change in a year or two, but right now it's illegal.
I get a sense that one of the things you're trying to do with this book is keep people from even encountering the criminal justice system somehow, keep young people in particular.
Well, I hate to say it, but a 16-year-old right now statistically will get to experience police officer contact six times in their life. My thinking is we got to keep them safe during that six times. We have to keep the police safe during that six times, because the more they know, the less fear that they will have, and the smoother the process. I've had so many young people come through my court that have made a decision on a Friday night or a Saturday night that just affects them for the rest of their lives.
For the rest of their lives.
And I just want people, I just want young people especially, to think about, you know, what I do today will affect me tomorrow.
You think SB 30 is going to get the job done? I mean, do you think that these courses...
I've been watching the State Board of Education meetings on SB 30. And what's going to be taught in the schools is going to be done through video. I think that that's great. I think that young people need to learn our laws. And I think it can't all be done by video. I don't believe that. I think that young people need to be respectful of others. I think that some police officers need to learn to be respectful of others. And I think together we can get things under control.
It is the handbook for literally what every teen should know about Texas law. That's the title. It's an update of a book originally written by L. Jean Wallace, who was an attorney with the Department of Protective and Regulatory Services back in the day. She's passed away. It's been updated by Christopher F. Seipert. He is an elected municipal court judge in Gainesville, Texas. Judge Seipert, thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you, sir.